morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Smack Talk podcast, the podcast where we're going to talk about sports and pretty much anything else that pops into our head. I'm Rocky Persinger, of course, always joined by my best buddies, Matt Sayre, Brent Pickens. What's going on this morning, guys?
How's it going?
Going good.
Well, since Pickens is such an excited mood about it, we're going to go in here. We're having trouble this week coming up with sports topics. It's a little, it's a dry time of year. There's not too much going on, but we're just going to do the best we can here. It might not be a whole hour. I don't even know. We're just gonna go in and we're just gonna wing it, and we're gonna shit talk each other. So that's how it's going to go. But so getting right into it here, the first topic that we have to talk about in a very disheveled and unorganized show is the Seattle Seahawks in the NFL. Basically, the Seahawks are looking to trade Michael Bennett, who's 32 years old. It'd be an $8 million cap hit. And we're basically talking about this because the Legion of Boom is basically being disassembled. Cam Chancellor had a neck injury last year. It's possibly career-ending. Richard Sherman, he sucks. He hasn't done anything in forever, even though if you asked him, he'd probably still say he's the best corner in the league. And he's been on the trading block before. And then Earl Thomas chased down Jason Garrett of the Cowboys after the Cowboys game and said, please make me a Cowboy. So, the Legion of Boom, they got Russell Wilson a couple Super Bowls there. That's why I say they got it. Pickett's giving me a face. I mean, they got him the Super Bowls.
Oh, they did.
And then he fucked them out of one of them.
So you don't like Russell Wilson?
No.
Why?
I haven't liked him ever since Wisconsin. So,
you don't like his talent?
No, I don't like him as a person.
You don't like him as a person?
I feel like he got way too much credit for those years they were good, because all he was doing was running the read with Marshawn. I mean, anybody can complete the passes he was completing then.
I don't know. He made some big throws though. And his ability to get out of the pocket and move
around. He made some big throws that weren't catches against the Green Bay Packers.
That one was not a catch. No.
That was not a fucking catch. That was an interception.
He intercepted the whole person.
And it cost the Green Bay Packers home field advantage that year, which then they would have used to defeat the Seattle Seahawks. So,
well, if we want to get into it, though, the NFL committee did say Dez's catch was a catch. Which may have cost the Cowboys
It's debatable whether they would have won or not. I mean, it's debatable.
Well, okay.
It's debatable. They would have got down to the 2-yard line. And then the Packers would have made a miraculous stop with their defense.
Yeah, I don't know about that defense.
Their defense that year?
Yes.
Their defense that year, I believe, was pretty goddamn good.
We could get 2 yards.
Did you
we
say
run
the Packers' defense was good?
That year it was
Did
fucking good. In 2011, they had the number one defense in the league.
2011?
I'll have to Google. I don't believe that. I don't think they've ever had a good defense.
2011, they won the Super Bowl.
I'm talking 2 years ago now. 14, right?
Yeah, we were talking. 14.
I know you're talking that defense was great. Number one in 2011. Then they've steadily been on decline every year since then.
Right, so that 2 yards, we would have probably just bunched that right
now.
Granted, y'all have Aaron Rodgers.
Was it 14? Was that when Dez's catch was? 14?
Yes, 14, yeah.
Well, I don't know why they would go out and be like, it was a catch.
I don't know why they do it either.
I mean,
I think they did it just to rub it in our faces.
Well, and then like the Calvin thing was a catch.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was. He had it with one hand. He rolled over and bounced it off the ground. They're like, incomplete.
It's clearly a catch. The Steelers' catch was a catch, too. The one that they reversed.
Oh, yeah.
Season there. That was a catch.
I don't know what.
Cheating again.
Because then they kind of called it right this year in the Super Bowl.
I don't think you can do it in the Super Bowl, though, really. Could you really overturn that and cost somebody a Super Bowl
It's the Patriots, you could.
It kind of worried me, but I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah. But I want to get back to Russell Wilson.
Wilson, all right.
Because I'm not a big Russell Wilson fan either, honestly.
I'm not saying he's not athletic and stuff, but the...
He is athletic.
But the
He's a handsome man.
I'm telling you,
he's athletic.
God-fearing man.
God-fearing. He's just like Tim Tebow, but better.
He is better than Tim Tebow. I'll give you he's better than Tim Tebow. He's
better than Tim Tebow.
But,
well,
I mean,
he's still
think,
the league, so.
I'm kind of with Pickens, though, because I don't, you know, Russell Wilson, I just don't like his game.
See, well, I don't care for that. I prefer more of a pocket passer. But I like that he's short. Like, I like guys that are trying, like him, Drew Brees.
He is short.
Like, they make it work. They find ways to win. I don't know.
I don't know why the fuck I keep doing it, but I was watching Cowherd.
Jeez,
Colin Cowherd.
Gosh.
I don't, because it's on after Skip and Shane.
Yeah, I have to listen to Jim Rome in the middle of my block during the day, and I need it too. It's like 3 hours of Jim Rome.
He was asking Pete Carroll, he's like, how do you think Russell Wilson, you know, he's 5'10" or whatever. Colin Cowherd said he was 6 foot. And then Pete Carroll's like, he's going to love you for saying he's 6 foot tall. And then he's asking him, like, you know, Baker Mayfield is short too.
Yeah.
So, you know, how will that translate to the NFL, and how does Russell Wilson do it? And Pete was basically saying, he literally said, I'd rather not talk about that one in particular, if that's okay. He said he'd rather not talk about Baker Mayfield, but he was talking about how Russell Wilson...
coming from a guy who had Reggie Bush on his team.
Well, coming from a guy who fucking paid off college players and cheated his way to the fucking national championship.
Yeah.
Here's a lesson for all you NCAA basketball coaches that are under scandal right now. Go coach in the NBA. Apparently, it'll just go.
You just move up.
It'll just go away.
I like how he left it right at the right time too. If he waited a year, it would have hit him. But he must have had some inside information. Like, I gotta get out of
just
here.
Just a coincidence. He just snuck
he's
out
like,
the
oh
door.
Fuck, they're on to me. I gotta get out
at the right time. Man.
And then they don't even investigate him. Like it's you know, the NCAA comes in and they're like, they're stripping titles and shit. You know, they're stripping wins. And what do they do to Pete Carroll? Nothing.
Yeah, what's he
nothing.
Care about the wins? So what? You get that shit taken away.
I never understood that. It still happened. It's like they took the Louisville banner down where they won the national title of the college basketball.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, yeah, did Louisville actually take the banner down from their?
Yeah, I think they took it down, but they didn't give the championship to Michigan. You know, like they're still the champs.
It's
Plus, he's got that tattoo too.
Oh yeah, Patino's
got
the banner.
Patino's got the tattoo. So it happened.
Yeah, it happened. I mean, there's a video, there's proof. It happened. You can say it didn't, but it still happened.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't like Russell Wilson just because he shit on the Packers.
By the way, I want Baker Mayfield to go to the Saints and be behind Drew Brees for when he steps out.
I want Baker Mayfield to jump off a cliff.
I'd be fine with that, too.
I like him. I'm going to stand with it. I think he's good.
Jesus Christ. You know, you try to talk about Russell Wilson, how much you hate him, and then they bring fucking Baker Mayfield into it.
I like him. All right.
All right, so, well, that was the last topic on my sheet, but we're going to jump ahead.
Well, we're jumping all over the place.
Yeah, it's a crazy-ass show. Baker Mayfield says that he is God's gift to Earth, and he's going to fucking – he's going to
– is that the exact quote?
That was the exact quote, Baker Mayfield. I'm God's gift to Cleveland, and I'm going to roll in there and turn the Browns franchise around.
I'm not cocky, though.
But I'm not cocky, but I'm going to grab my nuts and turn the Browns around.
He said he sets high goals for himself.
You
so he always
kidding
has.
Me?
He said he wants to be rookie of the year. Did you see his little thing with Mariucci? That was pretty impressive, actually. Did y'all see that?
Oh, I watched it last night.
That was kind of cool. No. Mariucci like was interviewing him, and he like drew a play on the board. It was a pretty complex play too, to like me. But like he let him see it for a few seconds and talked about it real fast, and then he flipped the board around and made Baker Mayfield redraw the whole play out of memory and go through all the routes and everything. And he did it like it was no problem. That was pretty impressive.
That was Mariucci though. I'd love to see Gruden if he goes to the Gruden camp.
What? That was just Mariucci.
You just shit on it.
Well, I mean, good God.
That was just, you know,
I don't know if I trust Gruden.
I love Gruden.
He's like releasing people, and he was saying it's hard to get to know all these new guys. I don't, like,
what the hell's he talking about?
Gruden's going fucking wild.
He's lost it. I think
he has lost it.
He's been away from the game too long, and he said he was bringing back 1998. Did you see that?
He's bringing back 1972 with that fucking haircut. I'll tell you that goddamn much. This little fucking part. Now, I loved Gruden on the announcing. Because he was the new John Madden.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I think he's still in, like, John Madden mode. Like, he's not.
Well, maybe that's it. He was like, fuck it, I'm John Madden. Let's go to the Raiders.
He might have been. Maybe he's delusional. Did he ever play?
He's like, me and Art are going to turn this shit around.
He's like, carry me, boys. And they're like, carry him. They don't know what he's doing.
Now, how the fuck they carry John Madden?
Strong
strong motherfucker.
Should be the real combine test.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Mariucci. Fuck it.
Just credited my boy, whoa. Mariucci.
What's he done?
What's he done?
Other than being head coach.
What's he done? And what has he done?
What's he done?
He went Super Bowls. He went Super Bowls in San Francisco
with Steve Young.
Jerry Rice. I forgot he was.
You forgot his main career.
I just
thing?
Remembered when he was with the Lions.
Why do you remember that?
I don't know.
What is that popping grit?
Jesus Christ. That's just Mariucci. One of the greatest head coaches of all time.
He's focusing on the hate. The years that he sucked.
I forgot about his career defining moments.
Coaching Jerry Rice and Steve Young. Garrison Hurst. Anyway. Slide away from that.
I just had to stare Pickens down there for a second. Yeah,
I tried.
Be ashamed. Be ashamed you doubt the Mariucci and bring up Gruden.
Doubt the Ooch.
Gruden did win the Super Bowl, but, I mean, whatever.
It was Tony Dungy's team. Let's all be on record. Tony Dungy's a great coach.
Okay, I'll talk. We'll go to Tony Dungy because he talks like he is choking constantly. That's how Tony Dungy sounds.
You know, he's got a big Adam's apple because he's a man.
But why would they have someone like that come into the booth and announce games?
Yeah, I don't really care for his announcing, but I like him as a coach.
And he always brings up Peyton Manning.
He loves Peyton Manning.
It's like a Jacksonville versus the Patriots. He's like, I love what Peyton Manning. Always. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. Baker Mayfield. I mean, he is short, but he doesn't get very many passes, you know, batted down or whatever. But
he doesn't.
I don't like the guy's attitude. He's drawing the comparisons to Johnny Football.
Well, don't we like Johnny Football though? Don't we sit here and like Johnny Football?
Well, yeah, but see, at the time, West Virginia didn't play A&M.
Well,
so
yeah, you would have hated Manziel. Probably,
I would have hated Manziel if A&M was in the Big 12 at the time and WVU was also in there. I would have hated Johnny Manziel. But they weren't in the Big 12 when he was playing.
I'm a Longhorn fan, and I'm coming around to Baker Mayfield. He didn't.
I can't do it.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't see any good quarterbacks in the draft.
He's just a cocky little...
I like him.
He's a cocky little fuck, though,
he
man.
He is. But don't you have to be... Kind of like I don't think there's many quarterbacks who are.
You go out and just to open your mouth and like, well, I'm going to turn the Browns around, even though the 30 other quarterbacks over the past 15 years haven't done it. That were I'm sure better than he was.
What do you want him to say? Go in there and be like, actually, we're still going to suck.
Well, if the Browns waste a draft pick on him.
Well, they can.
Who are they going to draft though? Really?
They better go running back.
They can draft Saquon Barkley first, and then they can draft Baker Mayfield fourth.
Why would you take Mayfield that high?
I'm just saying, if they wanted him, they could take him fourth. They could still.
Well, somebody else is going to take him, whether you like him or not. Somebody else is going to take.
He's
him.
He's not in the top five.
Who knows?
Yeah, but then they don't take him. If they don't take him at four, when's their next pick?
I don't know their next pick. I know they got two in the top five though, so they can.
Probably in the second round.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. If they don't take him at four, then somebody's going to take him in the first round.
He'll go in the first round.
There's no doubt he's going in the first round.
Yeah.
Even though I hope he jumps off a cliff. But, maybe on the way to the combine, he'll just get lost.
I like him with the Saints because I guess they've interviewed him and stuff and worked with him a little bit already. So then he kind of fits. He kind of built just like Drew Brees. Slide in there. Sean Payton. kind of a cocky guy himself.
I could see that, I guess.
I don't know. I like that idea. And they've got a young
Let's talk. Drew Brees is the opposite of Baker Mayfield, so maybe he could, you know, it would be a reality check. I don't know.
I can't support Baker Mayfield in anything he does.
He's over there grabbing his nuts and shit, man.
I like Mason Rudolph, too. I don't know if y'all see any of him. He's Oklahoma State. You probably saw him throw a bunch of touchdowns against us.
They
had a couple good shootouts, actually.
Yeah, it's always, you know. Yeah. But that West Virginia D will come back this year. Getting strong.
They weren't bad last year.
They weren't terrible, but we're getting rid of our fucking... Yeah, we're rolling in there hot.
Need a quarterback.
I think they stay healthy, I think they're good to go. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that.
Can't wait for college football though.
College football needs to come back because right now we can't even.
I think we can all agree on that. We all love college football. Pickens, you got any hate for college football?
But Pickens probably hates college football this morning.
He's like, does it exist this morning? Because if it does,
I hate it.
Anyway, just pick a random topic.
All right, let's see here. Let me spin the wheel here.
Spin the wheel of topics.
Dez Bryant, should the Cowboys
Pickens lead off?
Should the Cowboys release him and take the $8 million hit? I think Pickens said it was.
Yeah, I think it was like $8 million. I think they need to let him go, free up room, re-sign Butler. I mean, he could step up into that number one receiver spot. He's a big guy.
Could he though?
I think he can. I mean, he's made some really good catches, and I mean he's shown a lot of promise the last couple of years.
Dez hasn't made a catch in fucking 4 years.
Well, since 14 when he made that catch. It's the Packers.
Since 14 when he dropped that ball, he has not catch.
The NFL
he has not
committee has determined that was a catch.
Who gives a shit about the NFL committee?
I don't care.
What are they going to do? Strip the win.
Strip the titles or nothing. They didn't strip nothing. They just said it was a catch.
Well, if they didn't strip nothing,
my soul.
If they didn't strip nothing, then I don't want to hear it.
Anyway, I was kind of on the keep Dez fence, and then I was actually looking at his contract, and I actually think I probably do agree that if $8 million, you could build on the defense.
That's not a very big cap hit for.
And you could work on the defense. He's 29 years old now, and you want to pay him $12 million when he's 30? It is kind of.
And I think he messes the whole flow of the offense up because, you know, to me, I think he's kind of a, you know, he's been there a little while, so he feels like, you know, he's hollering at Prescott and be like, hey, you need to give me the ball.
Well, this is the thing.
And Prescott's trying to force the ball to him instead of just seeing, you know, reading what's open.
Well, they're a run-first team. That's what they do is they run the ball. So, he's not going to get 100 catches
a year. Well, but they always fuck up, though, because they get in the playoffs and then they're we're a pass team now.
Yeah, change their whole game plan.
Well, we go to a different topic. Garrett should not be the coach there. I think he should be fired.
Well, Jones has a hard-on for him. I don't know why, but he –
because he's a Jerry Jones guy, you know, he's a kiss ass.
All he did was sit on the bench behind Aikman for 15
years. All Doug Peterson did was sit on the bench behind Brett Favre for
true.
Should have been coach of the year. Yeah, but Peterson's actually a good. I mean, he's actually a good coach. I mean,
well, that's
Garrett's
the thing.
Not.
That's my point.
But when you break it down, though,
well,
Garrett sucks.
When you put Peterson it that doesn't. Way, I mean,
that's it. Actually, is true though.
Yeah, but if. I don't know if
you're correct.
You're technically correct.
Garrett's the best kind of correct kind of guy. He just good job. Yeah, when they lose, I have a tough game. I guess that's what he coaches.
It's a tough game. They suck. Our players suck.
Players suck. Not me.
Not me. I was the greatest backup of all time.
But yeah, I think release Dez. I like Rico Gathers. Have you seen him? Yeah. He had a little preseason stuff.
I believe his name is Rico.
Rico. Yeah, yeah, Baylor basketball player. He's tight end, going to slide in for behind Witten.
Oh, he's going to slide in behind
Witten.
He's going
to slide in. Next in line.
I think they kind of
it that way.
To me, I think he's more of a Gronk guy because
I hope.
Well, Gronk blocks.
Damn it, man.
Gronk blocks, but
Damn him,
Rico. Rico gathers. He's not a real big time. He's more of a pass catcher. You know.
I mean, that's what I want. I mean, that's the thing. Like with a run type offense like that, I want a tight end like that. And Witten can still be there. I'm a fan of two tight end sets.
So. You do need a tight end that can go downhill and get a block, though.
Yeah, I like Witten. He could bolster the line at the same time, like he's still running a pass play with Witten blocking. Yeah,
Witten's not going to be there forever.
Well, no, that's why
he might actually.
Well, you never know.
I mean,
he hasn't been able to run in 10 years.
No, but he still catches and makes a miss.
He still makes plays. It's unbelievable. He's giant. You know, he just sits in a little spot and catches it and falls down.
Yeah, but I mean,
he does. Still works.
Yeah.
For now. But yeah, let's drop Dez. I'm okay. I'm on board with it.
Drop Dez because he can't make a catch, you know, in a playoff game.
Well, really, since he got that contract, since they gave him that contract, he hasn't really done much.
He dropped the ball on the ground. Well, he did.
Yeah, I think not that, a catch. Anyway, that was a catch.
Not a catch.
Anyway, I don't think the chemistry with him and Dak is the same as it was with Romo and Dez either.
Romo was looking for Dez, you know. And Dak, to me, Dak's more of a...
He likes to spread the ball.
Spread the ball out. And to me, Dak's not a deep passer like Romo was.
Well, okay, so... I'm just going to say some crazy shit right now.
All right. we're actually getting it going. Now, go ahead.
Is Dak actually that good?
It depends.
I mean, you
take Zeke away, you kind of shit the bed.
A little bit.
Well, I kind of blame a lot of it on Zeke. But, I mean, he messed up the whole flow of the offense last year.
Listen, the man wanted to have a donut, and he was counting on his boy to pick him up.
Well,
came back though from his suspension, he's
fucking shredded now.
Yeah, he was
getting ready to go to prison.
If he would have took the suspension in the first four games, they'd been fine.
Yeah,
but week after week, you wasn't sure if he was gonna play or if he was gonna be suspended.
But isn't that the NFL though? Isn't that their fucking problem?
They kept delaying it. Well, they appealed.
Yeah, but he didn't. He should have just took it because you know eventually you're going to serve the suspension.
Yeah, he kind of knew that going in.
So why? When you keep stretching it out, you're kind of you're messing up the whole flow of your team, your offense.
It's a distraction.
Yeah, I mean,
but good players roll in there and don't get distracted. Think Aaron Rodgers got a running back?
Well,
nah.
Dak's not Aaron Rodgers. He's top half of quarterbacks probably.
Well, he's definitely top half of quarterbacks because all the quarterbacks suck.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, we ain't getting no better.
No, you're not getting a better quarterback.
He's poised. He doesn't throw a lot of picks. He stands in the pocket. He can run.
He's not going to be the guy to throw those 40 or 50 yard bombs to I think he's real good at sharing the ball. And whoever's open, hitting them.
If we had like an elite defense, we could win a Super Bowl with him. Sure.
Well, I mean, anybody had an elite defense, they could win a Super Bowl.
Go for Foles. Get him.
That was a perfect argument for you right there. No, that was a perfect setup for you to trash on Blake Bortles, and you didn't do it. If anybody had an elite defense, anybody, Blake Bortles, you didn't do it.
They would have a chance to win a Super Bowl, and Blake Bortles had a chance to get
he
in there.
He did.
He got cheated.
He couldn't pull the trigger. That's what happened. Well,
okay,
couldn't pull the trigger. He threw for fucking...
All right. Somehow it switched, and now it's like, he's mad.
What are you mad for? It ain't our fault Bortles.
My boy.
It ain't our fault he couldn't handle the pressure.
Well,
it was not his fault. He got cheated by the fucking referees.
He shouldn't have left it in the hands of the refs.
Since fucking Dak left it, so fucking awesome.
What was that?
Sucks ass.
What was that?
I said, well, since Dak was so fucking awesome, he tell me how Blake Bortles is worse.
I mean, they have a better defense.
AFC Championship. Bottom line. He got to the AFC Championship.
Who would you rather have on your team, Dak or Blake Bortles?
Blake Bortles.
For the Jaguars? I'd take Dak.
Yeah, if Dak would have been playing, they'd have been in the Super Bowl.
That's some horse shit.
I'm actually in agreement with that.
That's some horse shit.
Yeah, when you have that dual threat running of Dak and Fournette.
What's Blake Bortles done in the NFL since he's been there?
Thrown bombs.
This is the first year he's been decent.
Right. He proved all you fuckers
wrong. How long has he been in the league, Matt?
That's 3 years.
Huh? In three years.
Bortles?
Yep. Yeah, 3 years now.
No.
Yeah, see, he proved all you fuckers wrong.
No, he's been wrong about that.
I think it's his third year.
There's no way.
He came out. Central Florida in 2013.
Well, this was Doc's second year.
Yeah. Bortles was the year before. I'm pretty certain.
I don't think that's accurate. I might be wrong, but I don't.
What's Dak done since he's been in the league?
Well, his rookie year, he obliterated records.
How'd that help him in the fucking playoffs?
I mean, it ain't my fault the Cowboys don't have a defense.
He was drafted third overall by the Jaguars in 2014.
Really?
This was his third year. Yeah.
Played since Florida. I thought he was in the league a whole lot longer than that.
Yeah, he just looks old.
Yeah. That's because up until this year, you don't hear a lot about the Jags.
Oh, well. How about that? Only been in the league 3 years. He's doing just fine. Got to the fucking AFC Championship game. Where the fuck's Dak?
I mean, Dak.
Where the fuck's Dak?
Dak got him.
Dak's sitting at the fucking house.
If anybody had an elite defense, that was you that said that.
Well, Jags defense wasn't elite.
Throw it out there.
It was all Blake Bortles. He made him look good.
Oh, are you kidding me?
He did sign a 3-year, $54 million deal.
$54 million more than you got, Pickens. And I thought it was like $300 a year. I thought it was like $300 million a year. So that's...
Oh, so he makes your money.
Not quite, but I mean, you'll get there one day.
Not quite. All right.
You'll get there one day.
Let's about Bortles. Spin the wheel of topics. Boop, 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 the wheel boop. Noises change.
I was trying to go for like a Wheel of Fortune.
The Wheel of Fortune, yeah. I picked that up.
But, all right, so the Packers.
Oh, here we go.
What a coincidence.
This is the next thing on the list.
You spun the wheel. All right,
I spun the fucking wheel. All right. Pickens is done with L.A.
Okay.
Pickens is done with the L.A.
Alonzo's the greatest guy I've ever seen play. He's awesome.
Love Lonzo Ball over here.
Yep.
Almost triple double last night. Lakers won five in a row. The Beavers last night. 116-112.
That's right.
Isaiah Thomas also scored 21 points last night.
Isaiah's Lakers been balling on a roll. Since that trade.
Julius Randle's on a roll. Lonzo's on a roll. Lakers going up. We don't even need LeBron.
Don't even need him.
Pickett's pulling this horse shit right now.
What?
You're pulling this fucking horse shit right now. Oh, you hate Lonzo. Just in 3 seconds. You're being fake. I'm calling you out. You're fake right now.
I'm fake.
You're being fake right now.
What do you mean?
You're being fake right now.
What, because I'm an L.A. fan?
No, because you said you're done with L.A. You're switching to Washington. You're a Wizards fan now.
I think he's getting delusional as old age.
He pulled the carpet out.
Ain't my fault you don't have an NBA team.
Because Green the NBA don't sucks. Have, because Green don't basketball, have a basketball is a team. Shitty sport.
I think we should do that. I think Rock should pick an NBA team.
I ain't picking an NBA team.
Come on. Wizards are a good team.
Nah, fuck the NBA.
Pick the Warriors.
They're a good team.
If I can start over.
All right, so you heard it here. We're going to make it fucking a public record. Pickens loves everything about Lonzo and LaVar Ball.
Yep, they're good people.
They're good people.
Piece of shit. All right. You
want to be fake on the goddamn podcast. Well,
what
fucking
are you being
fine.
Fake? You're being fake right now. I'm an LA
fan
forever.
Being fucking fake.
Well, at least I have an NBA team.
I don't give a fuck about the NBA because basketball is a shit sport.
Shit show.
Goddamn shit show.
He's a baseball guy. I forgot.
Baseball is better than basketball. It's fucking facts.
Well.
Okay, so, never mind then. Fuck that topic. You're fucking up the whole goddamn podcast. Turn it off, goddamn it. No, you're not. Fuck it. Here you go, Pick. Host the goddamn show. Fucking done with it.
Let's see what we got here. What is this? Is this even... This is from Super Bowl week.
Like, fucking 12 weeks ago.
Let's see. The Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl.
All right. Wait, I thought we were going to talk about Aaron. What happened with that?
Aaron Rodgers? Fucking didn't want to talk about it. through some big shit when I was like, of course we're talking about the Packers.
All right.
Well, we need to talk
Aaron Rodgers. Should he come back?
No, he should get the fuck out of there. Go to goddamn L.A.
The Rams?
Yes. L.A. Because fucking everybody loves L.A. He should go play for the fucking L.A. Lakers with Lonzo Ball.
Does he have a jumper?
The hell is his jumper?
He'd do better than fucking Lonzo. His jumper looked better than Lonzo.
I'm so confused right now. All right. So, anything else on Aaron? Where do you think she go? Think she should stay?
I mean, if I was him,
now he's got a fucking opinion.
Sunday morning smack talk, I'll remind you. It's about to happen.
I mean, Green Bay hasn't done much to keep him around. They, you know, if they were going out and grabbing, you know, people make the team better, but it seems like every year they're just drafting defensive guys. Ends them.
Rock, that's your team. Is this true? They drafting all defense?
The motherfuckers every year draft a goddamn defensive end. Every fucking year. And even though Aaron Rodgers is breaking goddamn collarbones like they're fucking stick candy, the offensive line's on their ass every fucking play. And Bakhtiari, you suck.
I remember the 2014 game. He was yelling at him.
he calls that whole broken collarbone.
He does not care.
He calls the whole fucking broken collarbone. Yet all the experts on ESPN, after they get done talking about Trae Young or the fucking Oklahoma basketball, they talk about how the Green Bay Packers should draft a defensive end.
What?
Why? What possible fucking reason? Yeah, their defense sucks, but Aaron is so fucking good that it doesn't matter half the goddamn time.
He overcompensates for the defense. It doesn't matter.
It really, when he went down, it really showed how important he is to that team.
You mark my words. They should draft 7 offensive linemen. 7. Because all 7 fucking rounds.
If they had an offensive line, they...
I'm with the Cowboys drafting all defense, too. Just 0 offense. All defense. Don't need it.
I mean, they're saying they want to keep Jordy and Cobb and Devontae Adams, but I mean, they got serious fucking cap issues. They need to get rid of one of those. Yeah. And you know who the hell my pick is? It's Randall Cobb because he hasn't really done shit.
Yeah, of the three, he's the least.
Yeah, Cobb. He's a fucking good.
They also do need a running back, so maybe. They draft 6 linemen. Ty Montgomery, I don't...
That Aaron Jones guy looked pretty good, though, towards the end of the year. I mean, I didn't get to watch a lot.
Didn't he get,
it.
Like, a marijuana charge or something?
Did he? Oh, jeez. Okay.
Somebody did. One of the running backs did. But he did look good. I think it's him that got the marijuana charge, though.
I'd love to see him go out and just make a trade and, you know, go up a little higher in the draft and grab a decent running back.
Well, it's been it's shown. I mean, you can get some decent running back talent. I mean, the last few years, a lot of good young running backs.
I think that's the biggest thing with if they could run the ball a little bit more and open up the play action, and yeah, that'd take a lot of pressure off Aaron.
Well, it would, but I mean, the problem with their offensive line, they've been actually decent at run blocking. They just haven't had a good running back. When they got a decent running back in there, they did pretty good.
Yeah.
But they can't pass block.
When you know you're going to throw 40 times
a
game.
They can't pass block. You're going to have 50 pass attempts every game. Yeah. And you can't.
Everyone
you
just drops into coverage. And then Aaron's got to run around and make plays. And that doesn't always work when you're getting sacked.
And collarbone broken.
Poor guy.
But so anyway, I'm not happy with the Packers right now. They're fucking up all over the place. If they listen to ESPN and draft a defensive end, I will throw a fucking shoe through my TV on draft day.
Yeah, but like they're still probably going to win that division.
Well,
if Rodgers is healthy all year,
Aaron's healthy all year, they win the division.
Still going to win the division.
Maybe unless the Vikings come out and win fucking 12 games again.
Unless they get Kirk Cousins.
But the Vikings don't even know what they're doing.
We ain't talking about that.
They're letting everybody go. They're not even going to have a quarterback.
They're not keeping any quarterbacks. They're like, we're just going to start clean and go after Cousins. If we don't get him, then what?
I don't know who that is.
Who's that? The man that shall not be named. They're going after
top free agent quarterback. They're like, we may trade for 4-1 or look at the draft. And
To me,
that's putting a lot on
the Bears for some reason, though. Jordan Howard said that he guarantees they're in the playoffs this year.
Well, they better
howl.
They better warm up that fucking wild card spot.
Yeah, with what team they're putting on the field?
You don't like
Trubisky?
Trubisky?
Garbage so far. I haven't seen nothing out of him.
Yeah, he's dog shit.
They passed on Deshaun Watson, didn't they? And then Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, they
jeez.
Yeah. Well, who was our starting quarterback last year? You know,
Glennon.
And then if you heard the announcers when Glennon was playing, man, they're like, they need to get him out. He's garbage. And like they need to get Trubisky.
That's the wisest fucking thing I've ever heard an announcer say.
But then
did they call him garbage? That'd be
pretty. I mean,
jeez, he's terrible. Get him out of here.
But there's nobody in the division. The Bears are going to stink. I don't care what they say. They're going to suck again.
Yeah.
Unless Minnesota gets a decent quarterback. Minnesota's
going to get defense, yeah. But
if they get a decent quarterback, they might win the division. I don't know. It just depends on.
Who am I missing? Oh, Detroit. Never mind.
yeah, we don't.
Okay. 8-8. Detroit, 8-8.
Yeah.
All right.
At least it's not 0-16.
That's true. Don't worry, Baker Mayfield's coming. Take him number 4. Browns. Oh,
Jesus, the Browns.
Saquon Barkley and Baker Mayfield in the same two. I mean, I would probably shoot on that.
You take Barkley first. You have to.
I'd take Barkley first.
Because
he's more.
What he did at the combine, my gosh.
He's a monster.
He put up 29 reps.
He's a beast.
He put up more reps than some offensive linemen.
Well, you know, if you watched him at Penn State, he's just a beast. He's fucking jumping over people.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I will say, he has a short arm, so when he's doing it, you don't have as much.
See, that's why I always got pissed off at bench press, because I was never very good at bench press because my arms are 3 fucking miles long.
I never really even thought of it that way.
But so I got to press this motherfucker, 8 miles up, and then these motherfuckers, if you're, short, you got short arms and you're fat, your chest is, out past your arms. So you're just sitting there
you just puff
your chest out and you don't even have to fucking...
I never even thought about doing that. That's a good idea. Anyway, any more topics?
I don't know, we're running pretty fucking dry here.
Yeah, we've hit just about everything.
I thought the Pickens being done with L.A. thing was going to take a little longer, but then he was just like, I love Lonzo, I love L.A.
He flip-flopped on us.
He flip-flopped right into the... Fake on the podcast.
You want me to keep it real? You want me?
Let's keep it real. Keep it real with Lonzo.
All right.
He's gonna keep.
I did that just to piss Rocky off. Honestly, since Kobe retired, I'm not happy with the LA team at all. I don't like Lonzo. Honestly, I don't know if there's anybody on the team that I really care for.
Be heart to heart honest. I understand that.
I mean, and it's not just about the Lonzo hate.
Fucking up.
It's just when I don't know when Kobe was there, it kept me engaged. Because I love that team. I started watching probably 1999, 2000 when they brought. And
when they started getting good, and you bandwagoned on to them.
No,
that's when.
But Kobe was the guy. He it's no secret. He's like he's my favorite.
He was
basketball player of all
time. He
was
a superstar, and I understand that, but I'm completely different. I love every player they've drafted recently. I didn't like D'Angelo Russell. I'm glad that he's gone. I was okay with Clarkson going because, again, I wasn't sold on him long term. But I like the team they have. I like Randall. Lonzo was a good pick. I know you don't like him.
Well,
but he makes the team better. Kuzma was the steal of the draft. Josh Hart's really good. The guys they've drafted. And they've got money freed up. Magic's in control. I mean, Magic's probably my favorite Laker of all time, even though I watched all Kobe. I didn't really watch Magic, but
I don't know.
I like the direction it's going in. I do understand you not liking it, though. I get it.
I don't care for
it. I went through a year or two where it was really hard.
After Kobe hung it up, yeah. I was looking for that guy and to make, not necessarily take, you know, to step into his shoes and be like, you know, I'm going to be the leader of this team.
Well, there's always been L.A. There's always been, even going back to Wilt, and you know, there's always been somebody that's been the staple.
Yeah, and there's nobody on that team that I'm like,
yeah, who picks, you know, up, who carries right. the torch. I understand that,
right?
And maybe it's a collective carry because I mean they've got Ingram who's still getting better and better,
and I mean Ingram, I think he has potential.
Randall's turning into a good, really good player though.
Yeah, well, he reminds me of
well, Draymond,
not Draymond. He played for Memphis. Always had the head man. Is it Debo?
Randolph.
Yeah, Zach Randolph.
Yeah,
he reminded me a lot of Zach.
Yep.
And, but I don't know. I just kept waiting, and like Kuzma, he has a lot, but I don't know. I keep waiting for them to see something, see a spark that Kobe brought in, or
that's a hard, it is.
You can't have a Kobe walking in every day.
I'm not expecting. I'm not saying that.
It sounds like you.
Well, I'm not meaning to sound like that.
Sound like you were kind of expecting it. I mean, but
I'm expecting for somebody to step up in that leader role to, and I just don't.
Well, I mean, look how the Bulls are still trying to find it with Jordan. Yeah. Like they had Derrick Rose for a couple years, but they still don't have it either.
That motherfucker's in the soup line now.
But there for 2 or 3 years, man. Rose
is at the Goodwill.
Rose was the top of his game. He had a really bright future, and then those, you know, we're towards ACL.
I look around the league though. I don't see a better young talented team other than maybe the Sixers than the Lakers.
Sixers are beast right now.
Yeah, but other than them.
Embiid.
There are no young. The Bulls actually do like they have a decent young team.
I really like the Timberwolves.
Timberwolves, they're good.
They got a lot of young talent. And they look really good.
Yeah, if they can.
And I think they could compete.
They can if Butler's healthy. Then in the end of the playoffs and stuff, they can compete.
And I thought the Pelicans.
Well,
they don't have any talent other than. But when you had Boogie won, and,
like 5 or 6 in a row, I think.
Well, Brown is just balling.
Yeah, he's going out of his head.
But I don't. I mean, I don't know if he'll stay there. I don't know. I just with all the super team, you know, people just bringing it.
So you're gonna have the man leading it next year, LeBron.
Paul George. Paul George is gonna be the leader next year.
I think we'll miss all of them.
I skip on LeBron. If I'm the Lakers, I really do. I stand by that.
He said I wasn't going to talk about LeBron. Then you brought him up.
he's too old to be the. You can't bring him in to like fit with the young kids. I don't like that. I like bring Paul George in. He's slightly older than them, but he can be the leader of the team, and he's a good player.
Unless they want him to shoot threes. Then
you keep him out of the 3-point
shootout. Not the competition.
Keep him out.
In game only, Paul. And, he built a brick house in L.A. already.
He did. That was...
Anyway.
But
are you going to do it? Are you going to make the leap right now here on the podcast and switch?
I don't know, man.
NBA affiliates.
I know I was talking. I was talking before, and I...
This is breaking news.
But I can't even...
Matt's flipping to the Raptors.
I'm not.
And Pickens is with the Washington Wizards.
Well, I mean, I'm with the Capitals in the NHL.
So. Right, yeah, you're a Capitals fan.
Newly
I can't
minted.
Do an NFL, though. I cannot.
You can be a Mavericks fan. How about that? You're a Dallas Cowboy fan. You slide to the Mavericks.
Ah, see.
See, and then you want him to be a Stars fan.
Yeah. Or, I see that. Or I see that you casual.
You're a Red Sox fan, right?
No, I was just in the because I hated the Yankees.
You can slide to the Celtics because you like Kyrie.
I do, but I don't like anyone else on the team.
See, I would pick.
I'm more of a player.
That happens a lot. That happens a lot in the NBA.
You know?
Kids nowadays too. They like Steph or LeBron. I swear, all kids. That's what it is. Like they just flock to one of those two and follow them.
See, if I had to pick a team right now, gun to my head, it'd probably be the 76ers. But I have the rule of I hate everything in Pennsylvania.
It's true.
So I can't go there.
See, that's weird because I do like Philadelphia. Like everything else around it.
You know, my namesake. I just can't stand Philly fans, I guess. I don't know.
Really just the Eagles for me that
the
I don't
Eagles,
like.
True.
Other than that, I like everything Philly.
Now, I'd probably, the 76ers, you know, I always liked AI.
Yeah. Oh, AI. Yeah, he.
And now.
He's definitely, you know, my top five.
Now with Embiid and, you know, just them dominating, if I had to go with the team, it'd probably be them.
I could deal with that. I can deal with the Sixers. But Pickens still going to just
the Wizards.
See, you can't watch the Lakers and hate them. If you don't like it, man.
Yeah.
Just
but there's
off.
Nobody in the league that I'm like.
He said he's a player's guy. There's no player in the league.
Who's your favorite player? Do you have a
in
favorite
the league?
Player? Yeah.
Probably Kyrie.
Well, there you go.
But then you compare, and then point guards. You start comparing point guards. I don't know. I don't even know if he's the best point guard in the league.
Who, Kyrie?
Yeah.
I don't think he's a point guard.
Well, that's what he's labeled.
Yeah, he's well, yeah, but he's a short. If he was like a little taller, you know, he'd obviously be a good shooting guard.
No.
So I don't know.
He can play shooting guard anyway. Though.
If I had to start over right now and pick a team, I'd pick the Trailblazers.
Trailblazers are pretty legit.
Dame and McCollum are my favorite backcourt in the NBA.
That's it. When I play with 2K, my dynasty was with the Trailblazers.
Trailblazers are a good team. And they want to stay there, and they want to win a championship there, and they won't leave. Like, they're just determined to do it. So
he's been snubbed the past couple years.
He was in this one. But, yeah, he balled out. He's been balling out since after the All-Star break, too.
Yeah, there's just not a team that I see that I'm like.
He's going to ride Lakers, everybody.
I don't want to.
He's riding Lakers still, I guess.
Still down with L.A.
I don't want to.
He doesn't have a better option.
I just don't want to.
He's just done with the
Why
NBA.
Why don't you like the Wizards then? Because you like.
Because I like Beal.
You
and
like
I like
Beal
and Wall. But that's it.
Well, that's their whole team.
Kelly Oubre.
See, I'm not a big Wall guy.
You don't have to like every single player on the team.
No, but the two guys I like. That's it.
I'm not a big Wall guy.
Really?
I'm not a big John Wall guy either.
Yeah. Ever since college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kentucky.
See, you don't like Cousins either, or I'm trying to think of a few other Kentucky guys.
I don't really have a problem with Kentucky. I kind of had a problem with the year John Wall was the spotlight.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody's like, oh, they're hot shit. Yeah,
but it's all right. I mean, I've been a Laker fan forever. I mean, even though that I don't like the way the direction the team's going, it's kind of hard to.
I love it. No, I'm on it. I'm riding with it.
I don't.
So we like to jump off now. Been here 20 years.
Lonzo balling hard.
Lonzo is balling hard.
Pickett says he isn't because, you know, 18 points.
18, 11, and 7, though. That's pretty impressive. he just can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay, though. It's okay. Anyway.
Well, guys, you know, I think this one's just going to be a short one this week.
I got a little bit left that I can shoot out here, just a quick.
All right, we got Matt's Minute here coming up. We might try to expand on a couple of these topics. But for us, you know, we got spring baseball's coming up. I don't really have too much to say about preseason baseball. You know, I'm going to follow the Reds. You know, I'm following the Reds. I'm following the Blue Jackets in hockey now. So, you know, trying the Southern Ohio thing out for a little bit.
He's also a Bengals fan now.
I'm not a Bengals fan. Okay. Although I do not really have too much of a problem with the Bengals.
You know, I don't really either. They got the coolest helmets in the NFL.
They do have the coolest helmets.
Those helmets are crazy.
You know, I'm not.
Cincinnati Bearcats. You can be a Bearcats fan.
Nah, I can't do that. Can't do that.
All Cincy on it.
Well, because, you know, it used to be a Big East thing.
Oh, yeah.
Between
the old rivalry.
Them and WVU. So, yeah. You know, I can't really support the Bearcats. But, you know, I'll go with it. I don't really have a problem with the Bengals. I'm always going to be a Packers fan. But, you know, I don't know which way I swerve on Dalton. He's kind of a
swerve right around him. That's what I do.
I don't know which way I go there, but
not an Andy Dalton fan myself.
Well, I mean, you know, the Red Baron. Andy Dalton.
The Red Baron.
That's what they call him. Oh. That's what they, by they, I mean me just now.
What?
All right, so we're going to have to do our little segment called Matt's Minute here to kind of close out the show. We'll see if we can expound on any of these minutes.
Well, I had up first was the NFL competition committee. Said that Dez made the catch, but we already covered.
Well, we already proved that's false.
We already covered that in great length.
We already proved that's false.
Yeah. Let's see. The NFL still, we got the Carolina Panthers. They released their all-time leading rusher, Jonathan Stewart. He was 10 years with the team, drafted 13th overall in 2007.
Well, because they think that they've, you know, I've never been fully on board with Cam, honestly.
Okay.
Never really been fully on board with him. I mean he's good, you know, I'm not saying that. It's just I've never been fully on board with the guy as one as a person.
Well, yeah.
You know, he's kind of he was shitty to that fucking woman reporter, and you know, I thought that was pretty shitty, and then but you know, he does do a lot of good with kids and stuff, so you know, whatever, but I just don't know if he really has what it takes to carry a franchise like they say he needs to carry that franchise.
He still seems immature a little bit for being in the league so long.
Well, you watch him, and there's games where you're like, man, he's really good.
Yeah.
And then like, you'll follow up with the, what was that, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah. He's either Warren Moon or Jameis Winston. There's no fucking in between. There's no in between. So, you know, they
we're not going to get off Jameis Winston, too, by the way. People are still like, oh, he's good. He's good.
Yeah.
He'll be good.
Yeah, don't worry. He's going to be good.
He's good.
No, he's not.
Nope, he's terrible.
He's not good. Not to mention, he gives the worst pregame speeches of all time.
He's worse than Mariota. Mariota was better. And they still were like, no, no, Winston. He's the man. I don't get that. I don't get the infatuation with him.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, the Panthers looks like they're not really helping themselves. They're not really helping Cam out there.
Well, see, they're putting too much stock in McCaffrey, I guess.
Which, you know, he shit the bed in college his senior year.
Yeah, he's not going to handle like a 20-carry workload either. He's not that guy.
Nah, somebody's going to snap him in half.
It only saved him, I think, $3 million to release Stewart, too. It's not. I mean, I know he's like 30, so that's the age you gotta just take your running back out back and shoot him.
Sucks though. He's been there forever, you know. I mean,
it does. Yeah, I didn't know he's all time leading rusher there too. I didn't think about it.
But why not just if it only saves you $3 million? Why not just keep him around until he wants to retire?
Like, yeah, I mean, I don't understand.
Because they've always had like a 1-2 running back combo. Yeah. I mean, when they had D'Angelo Williams and you know Stewart, that was one of the best.
They had He Hate Me too. Didn't they?
Did they at one point? He did sign. You know, he was the only XFL player to sign with the NFL.
Yeah, he signed with them and played. I can't remember the back that was opposite him then. It might have been that around that time.
Yeah.
Anyway. Next, I got one we had on the list that we didn't cover. The NCAA is going to try a deeper three-point line and four quarters of 10 minutes in the NIT to, I guess, more closely resemble the NBA. Just a little experiment in the NIT this year, so
I like the quarters. You
so
know,
change it to the quarters.
Yeah, well, half? in the NIT,
champ. Oh, so they're gonna have four quarters. They'll be 10 minutes apiece.
I'm just trying it out, which I like that instead of the.
Yeah, I never got that to 20 minutes. 20 minutes,
the half.
I don't understand that either. I don't know. It could be more interesting. It's not the 3-point line's not going to be the NBA three. It's going to be more of like the FIBA three. So it's like a foot and something.
I think they should just make it back. The NBA three.
Yeah, you're going to get them prepared anyway. It's not football fields are 80 yards.
Well, I don't think that. Well, that's my point. I don't think college basketball players need prepared anymore. Because there's an argument for them to not even go to college, just go straight to the NBA. So
true.
Why do they need to be prepared, you know, with a shorter 3-point? High school, completely understand it. Put it right at the top of the key, you know, like right at the, you know, where the.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right where it is. That's completely fine. But once you step up to college, if you've been a recruited college player, then you need to be hitting NBA threes. That's all it is.
You do, because, what's the point if you're not? I mean, that's Like, I watched, like Trae Young, he's shooting them from 40 feet trying to be Steph Curry. But, like, so just move it back. They're all trying deeper threes anyway. So just move it back.
Well, Trae Young's dog shit anyway.
Yeah, I hate Trae Young. He's going to be a terrible NBA player.
It seems like he's trying to be, like, a Jimmer. And
he is.
Jimmer could, you know, didn't really make it. I don't see Trae Young making it.
He's not going to make it. I don't understand the fascination with
Well, and I really, you know, a lot of WVU fans on Facebook were saying, oh, you know, I wish I could love someone like ESPN loves Trae Young and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and I was do they really, is it really that much of a favoritism though? You know, so I was a little skeptical on that. But then every college basketball update I get on my ESPN app says something about Trae Young. Yeah. Like the other day there was like, you know, four freshmen are named All-Americans, including Trae Young or whatever. Well, you know,
ESPN's done that crap for years. I mean, you go back to the even the Tebow thing.
Yeah,
they're for 4 years or however long he's in college. That's all they talk about is how good he's gonna make it. And then when the draft come on, he's like, he's garbage. You know, he needs to move to fullback. You know, it was like, well, the 4 years earlier, you're talking about how good he
was. That's the thing, too. Can we really blame the kid, though? Like, I get that he's like wants to be like Steph Curry or whatever he's trying to do, but at the same time, then they just force it down your throat how good he is, and then he has to live up to that expectation or he's garbage.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I don't know. At the same time,
ESPN, they're really getting to the point. It used to be like, you know, well, okay, it used to be like the news before you had Fox News and CNBC, right?
Yeah.
Now it's just an opinion thing. You know?
See, I used to like just watch it for. It used to be a lot of highlights.
Right.
Like I would just turn on like ESPN and it's just highlights.
And it wasn't the same stuff either. It was. Yeah. It was different stuff.
Yeah.
Like this morning, I turned it on because I hadn't watched ESPN in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was just the top 10 play. It showed. That guy hitting that high school kid hitting that, he stole it and hit the three-quarter shot. They showed that. I watched it for a half an hour. They showed it like four times. I'm like, come on, you know? I mean,
honestly, I get most of my, you know, sports stuff from social media and stuff now. It's almost easier.
Yeah, it's kind of bad when I'm like, I'm looking at stories to get for the podcast and I'm looking at Barstool.
Yeah.
You know?
I just on Facebook getting my stories for... ESPN.
They just need to, you know, they laid off all these people.
They did.
They laid off their good talent, you know, and then they're going to keep garbage like fucking Kuiper, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Let me start on that guy.
Which, you know, you want to talk about the NFL draft there. That fucker getting paid to push recruits. So there's evidence of it right there.
Yeah.
Mel Kuiper getting paid to push recruits.
Yeah.
So, just like they're pushing Trae Young.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, I don't know.
Actually,
so who's giving them the money? Who's giving them the money to push Trae Young? Is Trae Young paying them off because he's getting paid? So, you don't really know.
That kind of slides into the next thing that I had on here, which was Shareef O'Neal, Shaq's son, committed to UCLA after decommitting from Arizona amid the probe and the FBI had into the program.
Smart move.
Yeah.
I mean, Shaq's always going to make the good business move. You got to think that, you know, he's coaching. He knows how the game is played. He knows that it's, you know, it's at the end of the day, when you get into the NBA, it's a financial thing. Shaq was always, even though he sounds really stupid, he's actually very smart in the business side of things.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, he's going to guide his son right. UCLA, you know, he's following in Lonzo's footsteps.
Coming to LA.
How cool would it be though?
That would be
cool.
Would you be back on board?
That would probably bring me back.
The Lakers drafted Shareef O'Neal.
Because did you see the video of O'Neal working out with his son?
Yeah.
Like teaching him in the post and stuff.
Yeah.
And like Shaq's backing him down, he spins and just dunks on him.
Yeah.
You know, just I don't know. I think it's cool because, you know, a lot of the times the NBA play, their son usually are nowhere close to being as good as their dad.
Yeah.
But I think Shaq's taking the steps, and I'm sure, you know, he's working out with him. You know, I'm sure he's going to call in some, hey, man, hey, Kobe, why don't you work with, you know, teach him some, you know, whatever.
Shaq's working out more now than he did when he was a player.
What do you think about this, Cole? Give it a chunk.
Sharif, get to the basket.
Shoot it.
Oh, man. All right, moving on. Number one ranked Virginia came back from four down with less than a second left to beat Louisville. A second left, less than a second left, down by four. Came back and won. You haven't seen the video. Either one of you go watch it. It's pretty crazy.
That sounds pretty ridiculous.
A little March Madness early action there. And I'm going to end this with LeBron James.
Jesus.
Becoming the first player in NBA history with 30,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, and 8,000 assists.
All right, guys. So that. Okay, so the two things I said I wasn't going to talk about today, we brought up a bunch of times. I said I wasn't going to talk about Cousins. I wasn't going to talk about LeBron.
You did bring the Cousins up.
I think I brought LeBron up.
Oh, was LeBron?
How great of a free agent Cousins is. It's unavoidable at this point. Could be the best free agent of all time. That'll be the next topic this week on ESPN.
Is he the best free agent of all time?
Anyway. Well, are there any other free agents?
How can we compare those free agents?
So, guess what, guys? We just hit an hour. So
I don't know
that's incredible.
I don't know how we did it this week. But anyway, guys, this has been the Sunday Morning Smack Talk Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Google Play, wherever else you find podcasts. Also, now on YouTube, I just take a... audio clip and upload it to YouTube. So it's, you know, if it's easier for people to listen and watch YouTube on the go, you can do that. Just look us up on YouTube, Sunday Morning Smack Talk. It should be the first thing that comes up.
It is.
So anyway, guys, until next week, peace.